There's a special organism which lives on Bosphorus, but you have to have the moon. With the lights of the moon, not reflects, but it's regenerated, even empowered. You see it glimpering all around Bosphorus.
Now, have you put it to the test yourself?
Yes, I did, several times. Anyone in Istanbul would do that. Because who doesn't have difficulty? I also did. So when you have difficult times, come to Bosphorus, rent a little rowboat, and do it when the moon is up.
Mrs. Christie, are you in?
Well, she's out now. We may easily come in.
In the new city, just around the corner from where the Orient Express used to make its final stop, the Pera Palace Hotel stands out as a relic from a bygone age, where you can still while away an afternoon enjoying tea and sandwiches in the piano lounge and do some celebrity spotting. Mata Hari used to stay along with a lady with murder on her mind. Now, Agatha Christie's room, number 411, complete with paintings of her on the walls and some of her books scattered around, can be hired for $180 a night. So who's taking up the offer?
90% Japanese people.
It's weird, isn't it?
Yeah, they're really interested about the life of Agatha Christie.
Do they hope they're going to see her or something?
I think so, they do, yeah, because when they come in the room, they are in, you know, shock. They are looking to the pictures and the ceilings and the floor. They really feel it.
But her ghost hasn't been seen.
No, I never seen her ghost.